everyone.
Hello.
Just to let you know,
we're going to hawk our wares at you.
Just to let you know that for the next couple of weeks, we've got merch available. It won't be available forever. So if you want it, go and get it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where can we find it?
That's coming later.
You'll have to find out.
You'll be able to find it through the links in our socials. Enjoy the episode. Good luck editing that together.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Good morning, listeners. It is 20 past four in the morning, and I have been editing since 1 p.m. yesterday. I have just finished editing the first Young Dracula episode, series 1 and 2. If you're listening to me now, you've probably just listened to part A, and I have... starting to listen to part B, where we talk about the rest of series 1 and 2. I do hope you're enjoying it. I'm having a good time. So I am being joined later today to film an episode with friend of the pod of My Parents Are Aliens episode fame, Jasmine Hale. We're going to be talking about a very niche one. We're going to be talking about bootleg. If you know what bootleg is, get excited for that. We're recording that in the next few days. That's just a little exclusive for you. Now, let's just get on and finish this. Enjoy.
We've put this off for long enough. We should talk about the Count.
Well, we should talk about the Draculas. We finished the Van Helsing, so now time to talk about the Draculas.
Okay, well, let's start with the Count, please.
whose name, if you know, is actually Vladislav?
Is it?
So, okay.
Yeah, they just call him Mr. Name is Count. Count. They don't. He doesn't have a name. It's just Count because
Count.
Vlad is already there. So.
Yeah. In fact, in the first series, there's a misconception, isn't there? Their surname is Count, so when Vlad goes to school on his locker or something,
Vladimir Count. Yeah.
He's named his son a variation upon his name. It'd be like if I named my kid Lauren.
Yeah, that'll be weird, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Would it? Because some people just name their kids their name.
That is true.
Well, some people name their kids the same thing, Siobhan.
Elizabeth and Elizabeth?
Yeah, my full name is Elspeth, but it's Everyone calls me Elsie because my mum wanted to call me Elsie, but she didn't realise that you can, on official documents, just call someone a nickname. So yeah. She was like, okay, Elsbeth.
Which is a derivation of Elizabeth.
Which is a derivation of Elizabeth. She wanted to call my sister Betty, and everyone knows her as Betty, but on her official birth certificate, yeah. It's Elizabeth, which is a name that my mum doesn't even like. So I'm called Elspeth, my sister is called Elizabeth because my mum made the same mistake twice, and now we have the same name.
Elspeth loads, Elizabeth loads. No, in the same family, sisters.
Yes.
Did your dad name Arthur?
So
isn't he named after your granddad?
No, so my granddad and great-granddad are called Arthur, but the reason they called my brother Arthur is just because they liked the name. They're not sentimental like that. It had nothing to do with...
Okay, but the thing is, it is the same name, so kind of yes.
Well, kind of yes, but whatever.
It's the same name on both sides. So
No. My mum hasn't got any Arthurs on
her. I thought you said your granddad... Oh!
Brian.
Yeah. Okay. So is that one named after your granddad?
That one.
Yes, yes. Arthur's middle
just
name.
Just giving
is,
Arthur's yeah. full name,
full legal name.
Full yes. legal name.
I'm named after.
They
both
aren't
though.
Sentimental like that, except they are sentimental like that because well, they've done it.
Yeah, I guess.
My middle names are both my grandma's because there would be an argument.
Haven't
not.
Got that.
Yeah, four names over here. I only got the three.
My mum and dad truly not sentimental.
There would have been a fight if there wasn't some kind of honouring, and that there's.
I would have taken the fight.
There is already a fight about the order of my middle names.
So we need to talk about Keith Lee Castle's hair. Keith Lee Castle plays...
I can't believe his surname's Castle.
I know! So I'm going to embarrass myself now. This is going to be a really difficult...
Are you only been... now?
Yes. This is going to be a difficult edit because I'm sorry. I'm just going to be fawning over him and it's not going to be easy for me to listen back, but I have to.
It's not easy for us to listen to this, so...
Meg, shut your whore mouth.
Don't. Do not when I take a drink. Luckily, nothing in my mouth yet, but do not do that again.
So, he's got the most incredible hair. I believe his hair in the show is his real hair.
Well, yeah, because photos, he still has the same hair, so today.
Yeah. Yeah, he's also covered in tattoos now.
Yeah, he might have been then. We never see an inch past his neck or wrist.
That's true, yeah, shame. So he probably will have been. Although, he has played a vampire in the past. He was in a show called Urban Gothic, where
well,
he played...
Well, it's a short, really, isn't it? Like,
it's a series of shorts, and yeah, he was in one
anthology.
Of them. Yeah, so he played a vampire called Rex. He's like a sort of Soho model slash... prostitute.
You want to see my fang?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Move the camera closer. Closer.
No!
Ooh, scary. I'll tell you what, right, for my next trick, I'll just turn into a fucking bat.
What does Rex do, I mean, for a living?
Well, it's not what Rex does, really. It's who he does.
Well, is he gay, then?
Isn't everyone?
What about the girls?
What? Who would I have liked to have bitten? Ingrid Pitt, no question of it.
Really? Why her?
Have you seen any of her movies? I mean, all the Hammer Girls touched a certain part of me, but she was something else. She was Stella.
Oh, come on, it's not just pretty girls. I generally consider myself an equal opportunities advocate. In fact, the pervert in me prefers the young white male. Statistically speaking, it means there's more chance of me taking out a potential serial killer. So I'm doing you all a favour.
But you guys, you know you're going to have to move when she gets here, hey?
It's heavily implied that he's a prostitute and he's a vampire and he's letting a camera crew...
It's one way to get your dinner.
It's what, right, yeah. He's letting a camera crew follow him around and this was just before Young Dracula and it's kind of him...
What are you laughing at?
I've seen the clip, but I'm just thinking about it, and it's really funny. So.
Yeah, it is funny. He's swanning around Soho with his friends, and they're kind of clever, clever, beautiful, young, rich people. It's quite Nathan Barley-esque.
They're all like the friends in Bridget Jones.
They are, yeah.
Do you think Elsie would be a victim of this man?
Nah.
No? She wouldn't get swanned on in Soho?
Well, yeah, she would, but she wouldn't go home with him.
Would she... Yeah, never mind.
Go on.
I was just, you might not, you not necessarily don't have to go home with them.
Okay.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes, yeah?
So, it's very funny. It's, I'm sorry, it's, he's so sexy in it. I cannot stop thinking about this short. He is so fit in it.
The question is, which flavour goes best with blood?
Can you tell us what you're going to do tonight?
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be Ted Bundy. Probably vanilla. You would not believe my dry cleaning bill. It's a good thing I get it as a tax rebate.
How do you feel now?
Still hungry.
Do you sleep around a lot?
Absolutely. I'm a real animal in bed.
Can we film that?
Sorry, chaps.
And
look down the camera and say that.
Oh, yeah. I think I have a vampire thing, but...
No, you've not seen the whole thing. It's... Oh, my God. So when I discovered this...
No, I want you to look down the camera and say it so I can put it on social media.
What shall I say? What am I going to say?
I'm down bad for this.
I'm down bad for Keith Lee Castle in Urban Gothic, which I think was 2002. I'm not sure, though. So there's a scene in it where it's the most graphic and gruesome vampire feeding scene I've ever seen on screen. It's really, really quite disgusting. So there's not a lot of like vampire-ness in the short. He's just sort of talking about his life as a vampire in the modern world while a camera crew follows him about. But in this, like...
He smokes a lot of cigarettes as well.
Yeah, that's he smokes fine. A lot of cigarettes.
Instant healing.
Yeah. And he smashes her head on the curb a bunch of times until she's almost dead, then gets a knife out, quite graphically cuts her wrist, puts his mouth to it, blood spurting everywhere, then does the same thing with her neck, and it's
so messy.
It's a lot.
What a waste.
Well, one of the best lines in that short is, you think you know what blood looks like, but you'd be surprised how different it looks when there's a lot of it. It's an incredible performance. It's an incredible performance that he gives in Young Dracula.
He's got very nice smooth hair. I love his voice. Obsessed.
Yeah.
I was talking to Meg about the 2004 Van Helsing movie, and the guy they have playing Dracula in that, I think it should have been Keith Lee Castle.
He's very Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah, he is, except
but dark mode.
Yeah. He's so camp with it. You can see him having the most fun.
Upstairs now! Or I flay you alive and feed you inch by inch to the rooks.
I see you've been watching that Super Nanny too.
He's having so much fun.
He's a terrible father.
I think sometimes the boy hates me.
You could always kill him.
Not helpful, Renfield. You disappoint me. Just get this imposter out of my castle.
Dad!
Apparently not.
The show, I think...
Ingrid.
He's a terrible father to Vlad as
well. Is he a terrible father to Vlad?
Yeah.
He is out for, like... Do you think a dad pursuing his own interests for a child and ignoring their own wishes and hopes is good parenting?
Yeah, but hear me out. He's a vampire.
Yeah.
He's probably quite a good vampire dad. You're holding him to your own standards, and you can't do that because your dad's not a vampire.
There's an episode where Vlad has to pass a test.
Blackula?
And if he doesn't pass the test, he will not come into his full powers.
Oh,
and
no more of that.
The Count basically says, if you don't pass this test, I will not acknowledge your existence.
I got tempted with monetary rewards rather than the hate.
Yeah, some people have different tactics.
Oh, speaking of monetary rewards, one of his best deliveries in the whole show is when he's trying to teach Vlad to fly, and Vlad jumps off a table and he gives him £10. And then later on in the episode, Vlad's like, look, I can't fly. And he goes, but I gave you £10. It's so funny.
Doesn't understand how the world works.
But I gave you £10.
I gave you money. Why can't you do it?
But I gave you £10.
He looks so cut to the core. He's so upset. I gave you £10.
I love how he's they're vampire children, but they're still children because Ingrid is so fuming that she didn't get £10.
Yeah. He's swanning around like a Pantene advert. It's just glorious.
Remember when £10 was some money?
Yeah.
To be fair, actually, no. What was I good? Even as a kid, you can't even get a fucking Freddo anymore with a tenner.
Well, no.
I got a horrible smoothie. And a muffin.
I liked the episode where Vlad accidentally hypnotizes his dad and turns him into a normal dad.
Oh my god, I loved that episode.
That's one that I always remembered.
Painting
from
the car
from
back
when.
I find him really sexy as the normal dad.
When he wears normal clothes to go outside. Oh, the parents' evening one where he goes into the school and all the kids are like, is your dad a famous rock star?
So, Mr. Van Helsing, Shandu's better at chess than me, is he? Well, I've got two fangs, says he isn't.
Excuse me? Are you a famous rock star?
What? Look away, I'm busy.
Welsh kids never seen a goth before.
Which is weird, because it's Wales.
Yeah.
I find it a really emotional episode because Ingrid walks in and he's like, hi, Ingrid. And she's like, you never say hi to me. And he gives her a hug.
He's like,
and
why wouldn't I say hi to my favourite daughter?
It's so sad. And she starts crying because he says, I love you. It's just heartbreaking.
Well, maybe that means that on some level he does love her.
Hi, Ingrid.
Hi, Dad. You just said hello to me.
Of course, my poppet. Why wouldn't I say hello to my favourite daughter?
Right. What's going on?
Nothing's going on. I just thought I'd bring a little bit of sunshine into our lives.
Where's Vlad?
Oh, he's up in his room watching TV.
But you said we couldn't have a TV in our bedrooms.
Don't remember saying that. Don't remember much at all, for that matter.
Master, what colour do you want next? Sunflower yellow or daisy delight?
What do you think, Ingrid? Ingrid? Hey, princess. How's it hanging?
Dad, I want you to look into my eyes. Deep into my eyes.
You know, Ingrid, you really are growing up to be a lovely young lady.
Really?
Look, I've been reading your school report, and I just know you could do a whole lot better. I am here for you. We can sit down and work this thing out.
You want to spend time with me?
As long as it takes.
But you never want to spend time with me.
Well, that's all going to change. Come here. I love you, Ingrid.
I love you too, Dad.
Hey, what is it, Sugar Plum?
This is wrong.
At the end of that episode, they're painting the castle back to black, and he says, oh, Ingrid, and she turns around and goes, yes, Dad, get on with it. It's so sad. It is a show about fathers.
Funny though.
Series 1 and 2 is a show about bad parents.
Yeah.
Dads specifically.
Yeah.
Where's Ingrid?
Oh, yeah, having a birthday party for Ingrid.
Well, I know she's only a pointless female, but... Oh, Ingrid, darling, happy birthday!
Wow! What, really? This is all for me?
And you thought we'd forgotten. Renfield's been out shopping all week.
Oh, Dad! It's perfect! This is the best birthday ever! I can't believe it. All right, what's going on?
Nothing's going on, my precious. We just want you to look your best for your husband.
I don't have a husband.
You do now. Renfield, introduce Adrianus.
Unfortunately, Adrianus could not be with us today, so he recorded this special message.
Hello, Ingrid. Let me introduce you to my gods.
The only thing I can say for the other two dads is they're extremely present in their kids' lives.
Yeah.
Like, they spend so much time with their kids.
Yeah, but your dad shouldn't be your only mate.
to try and mold them into like images of themselves, though.
Yeah, true, but they're there.
Hello, darlings.
Oh, is that the time? Come on, Robin. Oh, Mum, I've missed you. I hate living with Dad.
There, there. Don't cry. No, really, don't. It's Versace.
Magda.
Magda.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I hate Magda. Every episode she's in, I'm like, oh, why are you here again? You're so annoying.
I don't like her.
You're not good at acting either.
I don't like her, but what it results in is, so these two vampires go back a long way. They've tried to kill each other multiple times. They've had two kids together. They get back together every full moon. And when she turns up at the castle, because it's a vampire show, it's going to be horny. That's just the way vampire media is. There's no avoiding that. But it's a CBBC drama. So you've got these two actors that are clearly really, really enjoying their roles, but they can't physically touch each other because of
the room for Jesus
rules.
Because of all the rules. So when she turns up at the castle, what you've got is two actors doing their very, very best to look as horny as humanly possible. It's a very impressive thing to watch.
Well, Dad's not falling for it this time, are you, Dad?
Oh, Magda.
Oh, Bun Bun.
Welcome home.
Right, now Mum's back, I want Vlad's room.
I think that sounds fair.
Hang on. Dad gave me that room, didn't you, Dad?
Oh, Vlad, just do as your mother says.
But Bun Buns.
Don't call me Bun Buns. Now go on! Back to that manky dog you left me for!
Darling, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Marry me.
Marry you?
Well, of course, we don't want to rush things, but how are you fixed for tomorrow night?
It is surprisingly horny for a show where there's no on-screen kissing.
There's not a single on-screen kiss.
There is.
No, there isn't.
There's Ingrid and Robin.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, once. Well, I'm not counting that.
Okay.
But there's no one's, like, there are times where it's implied, but it cuts away. Like, it's almost like they make a point.
Yeah, it always cuts away. There's no biting. There's, like, one bite in the entire two seasons.
There's one bite, and it's when Ingrid turns her boyfriend, Will, who we'll come on to in a minute, into a vampire. And this is when Jono's dressed as a woman, sat at the back of the theatre watching them. And he's just, I mean, I know he's like 13, but like, what a little virgin. Because she goes to bite him on the neck. And his immediate thought is, oh my God, she's turning him into a vampire. And it's like, no, she's clearly just two knuckles deep in his anus. Like,
I mean, yeah. The thing, he is right though, and you are wrong, but I get what you mean.
He's right. She could be.
She could also
be.
Could,
they can't show that on CBBC. They can't show that on telly. You have to go to special sites on the internet to see that.
But he's into it.
Well, Oh, yeah. He's really.
He tries to run away, and she's like, absolutely not.
There's something you should know about me. I'm a vampire.
Okay.
No, really, I am a vampire.
I believe you.
Where are you going?
As far away from you as I can get!
Aye, aye. Looks like trouble.
They fight, then they kiss. What's that about?
Women.
Stop her! She's biting him! She's a vampire!
Of course she is. It's a vampire film.
No, her!
Yeah, but then he loves his vampire life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
When he turns up as a vampire in the next episode, he looks like shit. He looks... I'm sorry. It is the shittest costume.
That shade of purple both of them suddenly start wearing. I hate it.
A really great show for costumes, but his costume is like a Halloween. It looks like it's made out of plastic.
Almost all of them look like Halloween costumes. There's not.
No, but some are better than others.
Some are better than others. All of them look, rightly so, really cheap. But in like a fun way.
In a fun way.
Rather than like
Will looks like shit.
Will looks like shit. And Ingrid also.
He's only a baby vampire.
Yeah.
Ingrid like matches him, and I think she also looks like shit when she's dressed up, and they're in the like purple couple. I didn't like it when he turned up as a vampire. I was like, oh.
Well, they were dressed up for that thing, weren't they? The like the grand high vampire thingy with the stuff and the other vampires and that and the shit. And this
all the balls.
And the stuff.
When Will's first introduced, it's a Halloween episode and people are like fighting over Ingrid, and he's like
enterprising young woman.
Yeah.
Come on then, who's going to buy their tickets?
Will Clark. Never heard of him. What does he look like?
Me.
Look, do you want to go to the ball with me or not?
Nah. Ain't really my thing.
Yeah, well, me neither.
Yeah, well, you better give these guys back their money then.
No, wait!
And he's like all cool about it, and she tries to hypnotize him, but you can't hypnotize someone you're in love with. And the room starts shaking around them. And he doesn't give a shit. He's like, this girl's a bit weird. And I just love it for Ingrid. I love them together.
Safe, Ingrid?
No one is safe. No one makes me look... Makes me look.
I'm so happy for her. I'm ride or die for Ingrid. I love her.
He goes to her house to help her fix her dad's new throne that she's set on fire. And he gets a splinter and his finger starts bleeding.
Like and a shark.
She like grabs him and throws him out. She's like, you have to leave. You have to. You don't
because
understand.
She is, and I'm sorry, it's another analogy for this. You don't get a lot of women being able to play this on TV or kids' TV, but she, it's like a metaphor for she wants to bite him, but she is so down bad for him. Like, she opens the door and it's not him. It's like a blood bag. Like, that's how she sees him.
So as I was saying...
Sorry.
She grabs him and throws him out, and he thinks nothing of it. That's how weird he is.
It's okay, I'll live.
I don't want to look.
It's only a drop of blood.
You don't understand. You have to leave.
Who'd have thought you'd be squeamish about a tiny drop
of blood? Go! Now!
Speaking of things looking shit as well, in the episode where Ingrid turns 16, the mum turns up to give her a coffin. Do you remember how this coffin looked?
It looked, you know that the 2000s like tea, the like it is. I don't know what that.
It's like a blue flames and weight. It looks like it's made out of
progressive rock.
It's like I made you a cookie, but I eated it. Deviant art bullshit. It's so ugly.
The Christmas presents you get from the family who don't really know you.
It's not made of wood. It's made of like
lacquer.
Yeah. It's got like a picture of her on it,
and it's that god awful purple again.
It's like electric blue.
When it
was unboxed. I lost my shit, Laura. Oh my god, I couldn't believe it. I was like, that's what it looks like. It's this 2003 awfulness.
Yeah. I don't know how much you guys cared about this, because when I was watching it, I was like, okay, but what are the rules of this world?
I can't say I gave a shit.
That's yeah, me neither.
On account of it being a CBBC drama and not
the only
and
thing
not all the vampire shit you've seen.
Yeah, the only thing I had to compare it to really was Buffy.
Which
is a very
also
different
very
vampire
shit.
Rules.
Shaky fucking world building in that as well,
well
when it's convenient for the plot.
Like, I know. Yeah.
Just like it's very soft world building, which sure. But the rules of the vampirism are like really loosey-goosey and like not they don't change, but they're not like applied stringently. Neither is science, because they've got blood in the basement that's still drinkable. No. Hundreds of year old blood wouldn't.
Yeah, they don't
they've
bite
perfected
people,
the canning process.
Yeah. So they've just got like a basement, and the way that they talk about it in this show, which I love, is like O positive Czechoslovakian
priest.
Yeah, let's 16, yeah get it from the basement.
You rang?
Sorry to bother you, but...
Have you come to donate blood?
What?
A sign. Have you come to donate blood?
No.
Look, is there a good cause?
What cause?
Lunch.
No. I'm here because... Did you just say lunch?
No, I've got a cough.
Who is it?
Some local peasant master.
Beg your pardon?
Renfield and his cross-dressing is a lot of fun.
Okay. Cross-dresses all the time. Loves
the
it.
Costuming for Renfield, the makeup, the production of Renfield as a character, he is disgusting. Disgusting.
It's incredible. I think all the budget went on.
Yeah,
red. He looks like he smells, and I don't. He looks disgusting.
He looks so bad,
and I cannot imagine a family of vampires who presumably have super senses want to hang out with someone who looks like just the bad.
Or you can smell the blood less on someone who is distinct bad.
Well, I always thought that there was something of a, with the Count and Renfield, there's a bit of a
agreement.
Greg Davies, Alex Horn relationship.
Yeah.
Master, I was wondering, will you be sitting on me much longer?
Yes. You're being punished. You've forgotten why you're down there.
Because they kind of like it. They get along.
Because I mean, I don't know the Dracula lore of Renfield, like the OG lore of Renfield, but like, I think he's like disgusting because he eats bugs and like he would taste really horrendous.
Yeah,
he's,
he
like,
does really... a lot of that in
I think books. In the book, he's like really gross and off-putting.
There's an episode where the Count's looking for a new bride and Renfield's like, oh, she'll never make him happy. And there's another bit
no
where
one knows him like
yeah, Magda's trying to bite him, and he's like, "No, I'm saving myself for the master."
There's a lot of jokes that really do well to slide. To be honest, things like that.
Yeah.
What?
Like, I'm surprised the CBBC got away with them. Okay.
Magda.
No. Renfield.
There's a supposition that for the whole time they're there, Dracula has never bitten anyone and is like starving hungry because he eats sheep in season two, right?
Yeah, he's sort of.
But the oh, there's a reference right at the beginning that they're on their like 18th postman.
Yeah.
So it's like he never bites anyone after they first get there, but when they first get there, he massacres the entire postal service of Wales.
Don't matter.
No one comes to investigate. It's fine that they've gone through all these postmen. They're all just in the basement.
There's a line that where Magda says something like, "Is it Magda or is it the Count where they say, where's that pizza boy I ordered?"
Yeah. That'll be my 6 foot Sicilian. Yeah. And there's a bit where this is a line that's never delved into, I think. I think, not that I remember very much of it, but even in the later seasons, I don't think this is explored. Ingrid is pissing the Count off again. And he's like, "You know what happened to my last daughter? I'm your only daughter. You are now." Nothing ever comes of that. What did he do?
Hate her.
He's a really difficult character to root for. I love
and
him.
And yeah, I manage it.
I love him, but he's so awful to Ingrid. It's so sad.
We talked about this a little bit because you were like, "Oh, but he's so..." And I was like, I don't know why, but my suspension of disbelief for this show is that it doesn't bother me at all. I don't even have moral judgments on him. I'm like, yeah.
The budget they're working with, they've done some really amazing things.
Mm. And yet some really shit things.
Well, yeah. Because it all went on making Renfield look
disgusting.
Gross. I think Simon Ludder plays that character really well. He really does.
He's just so I actually gross. Think he's worse in series three when they've cleaned him up.
Yeah, they give him
he's
a wash.
He's so effective. Yeah. Why would you change anything?
He's got like... He's just so fleshy.
There's so much skin. So much skin. You can see it all.
They clean him up and he looks like the episode where he is his dad.
Does he look like his dad?
Yes, except for the fact that he still doesn't have hair. But yes, there's an episode where they resurrect Renfield's dad. And
because Renfield's actually a scientific genius and a good dentist. These are things we know about. Yeah, sorry, Meg, go on.
That's it.
Yeah, there's an episode where Vlad has toothache and he's worried that his fangs are coming through and he's trying to avoid being dentisted upon by Renfield. And by the end, he can't avoid it anymore. And at the end, he's just like, yeah, no, he's pretty good, actually.
I mean, it makes sense as someone whose teeth are eternally there and important to have a good dentist on staff.
Yeah.
And yet, Renfield can't take care of his own teeth.
No, not at all.
You've got like two rooms in the castle and that's it. You've got Vlad's bedroom and you've got the sort of main hall. And they dress it really well to sometimes look like an intimate sort of breakfast room and sometimes to look like a ballroom.
Oh, I see. Like, because there is Ingrid's room. We do see Ingrid's room. We do see Dracula's room. We do see Vlad's room. We see this main hall. We see the lab.
Okay, I was wrong. I was wrong. Okay.
There's also a toilet.
Do we see that?
Yeah, where they're holding that guy hostage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, she's got to go wee-wee somewhere.
There's a corridor that's creepy.
There's the slime pit as well.
We never see it. It's just referenced.
But we know it's there.
There's a bit where the Count just says to Renfield, go to your hole.
There's a dungeon, isn't there? Because Mina's being is chained up in the dungeon.
All right, so there's a lot of... Okay, so you've got the school and...
Which, oh my God, the name of the school in... like, it's so Welsh. It's very long and completely incomprehensible.
Oh, I never even noticed.
I don't think you see it. I Googled it and I showed you it. It's like,
And in series two, they introduce... A train platform.
A train.
There's like two locations.
Like a grassy knoll where grassy a train knoll. Track is next to it.
Is it the grassy knoll?
It's actually unbelievable because the scene where Jono's at the train station, there are other people at the train station as well. And realistically, a train station like that, you get two passengers a day, not several all at once.
It's the only train for that whole week. So they've all got to get
we've got to get that train.
So that, I believe... That
his dad's got a car and yet he couldn't be asked to drive him to
it's
a bigger
a hearse.
Town.
Oh yeah, the hearse. They drive a hearse around, which is fun.
Both families drive hearses, don't they?
Do they?
The Van Helsings have a weird car as well.
That's a caravan.
No, not that.
No, they
car.
Have a weird. It is. It's kind.
Oh
of,
yeah, no,
kind
they do.
Like
yeah,
old,
you're right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
There's a lot of references to original Dracula.
Yeah,
like the car is called Demeter, which is the name of the ship that Dracula supposedly sailed across on
to Whitby.
To Whitby, yeah. What else is there? There's
lots of names that are
Mrs.
just
Harker.
Thrown.
Yeah, there's Mrs. Harker. Obviously, there's Jonathan and Mina, but they're Van Helsings and not Harkers. There's something else. Oh, in series 3 and 4 there's a Westonra as well, isn't there? Which is
Magda Westonra is her name.
Well, there's also a Wolfie Westonra, I think, in series 3 and 4.
What? Yeah, Wolfie is the baby that Magda has.
That's right.
So she
turns up at
the castle.
Pregnant.
Yeah, pregnant, says, "Hello, darlings. Or should I say, congratulations, daddy." She's so funny.
And what else is there? There's a few. Well, obviously, the town's called Stokely.
Yeah.
I wondered if Branner is kind of like meant to be Bram. I don't know if that's a reach,
but it has
to come from somewhere.
Yeah.
It would help if we had read the original Dracula. I hated it. I tried to. I hate
Arthur has. I'll ask him.
Epistolatory novels. I hate them. Give me the plot. Don't make me work for it this hard. Like, come on. Can I please just read a book?
But yeah, there's quite a few. There's obviously definitely going to be more. And because there's references to existing Dracula media. Like,
so in the season finale? Second season finale. Is it the end? The Morai, or is that the like?
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah.
So the Morai is actually the name for the fates in Nordic mythology. Don't know how that ties into it, but that's the fates in that. Anyway, he's dressed up as Gary Oldman's Dracula, from 1992, the like red armor with the, it's a really shit version of it. Like, it looks like it's been paper mache.
Ingrid is potentially a reference to an actress who was in one of the old Dracula movies.
I'd love a Bela Lugosi reference, but I didn't notice any.
The Americans.
Children, prepare to meet your uncle, Ivan the Bloodthirsty. Devourer of souls and black-hearted butcher of...
Yo, big bro, come give me a hug.
Ivan?
The name's Harvey now. Ivan's so old country, don't you think?
But you're different. You've got a suntan!
It's out of a bottle. But it gets rid of that pasty look Mom and Pop were so fond of. You should try some. Guys, you gotta be Vlad, Ingrid. High fives! Okay, maybe later. Meet your cousin. Olger!
Your Grace?
Charming.
Please.
And this is Boris. He has a few personal contact issues. He's shy.
Forgot about those. Completely
Laura
forgot about those.
Like the Americans.
Actually, you didn't.
Like, she doesn't know. She doesn't like Americans in general.
Oh, I Laura.
Actually, okay. I actually enjoyed the daughter. I thought she was an interesting character.
She was my least favorite one.
I hated Boris. As I said to you guys yesterday, she looks like he doesn't shower.
She
enough.
Says he looks like he smells bad, which I think is one of the most cutting insults you can give a person. Not even you smell bad in that
you
being
look
true.
Like you smell
look
bad.
Like you smell bad. That. Imagine being told that you look like you smell bad. Don't say that about me.
Meg has directed so much of this just into the barrel of the camera.
I'm really hoping for some good bits, but I don't think I'm being that funny today.
Oh, you are. You're very funny.
So if anyone thinks of anything funny, make sure to say it down the camera, please.
No, I like the Americans. I like, I completely forgot that LOL from LOL and Bouncer
plays
is
Boris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he plays it really well. I think he's very funny.
I
think he's a good actor.
Yeah, he is.
When the cousins rocked up, there's what, 3 episodes that they're in?
Yeah.
I didn't like any of their plot. I was so like, I don't care about these people. Just go back to the normal.
I loved Boris's transformation episode because he's a nice, normal boy-ish. And then he turns into the most evil vampire ever. And it's kind of like, I think it's a really good episode because it's everything that Vlad is trying to avoid. So you kind of get nervous for him because it's like, oh, maybe, just maybe, he's going to be okay because you're watching Boris do it first, but he's not. And it's sad.
That, Boris, is the doorway to your destiny.
I don't suppose you kept the receipt.
You can do this, Boris. Just remember to stay focused. You are not evil. Say it.
I'm not evil.
Again.
I'm not evil.
Once more.
I'm not evil.
Okay. We'll leave that for now.
So, does this mean you're evil?
Vlad, Vlad, Vlad. Come on, it's me, Boris. I wouldn't hurt a fly.
Really?
I remembered what you said. I stayed focused. I'm not evil. I'm not evil. It works, Vlad. I'm the same Boris I was before. Only now I'm stronger, braver, and more powerful. And you will be too. Just look at what you can become. To the backpack. Sorry, men only.
Go sit on a stake. Wake up, loser. It's an act.
Just want to let you know, when it's your turn, you'll become just as evil as I am. Just you wait. You can't escape your destiny.
I'll be back. No one can stop me. No one!
He's lost her. Big time.
Do you know what episode I loved? I loved Insomnia. I want to talk about Insomnia because Vlad is like, he's starting to fall asleep during the day because he's on the cusp of becoming a vampire. And he keeps falling asleep in random places and going into the vampire dream world.
When you die in the dream world, you die in real life.
Inception's got nothing on Young Dracula.
When you die in comedy improv, you die in real life.
And Ingrid is jealous of him because she says, oh, you can't go to the dream world until you're 16 and a vampire. But obviously, Vlad, if you didn't know,
He's the chosen one.
And so he keeps falling asleep and going into these weird dreams where he keeps seeing Robin.
They're coming.
Who's coming?
You must learn to master your vampire powers to survive.
As his spirit guide.
As his spirit guide. Like, dressed as like a dojo master or something.
Yeah.
And he...
Oh, I lost my mind when I first saw it. I was like, what's happening?
Do you know what? Just as a quick aside, there's an awful lot of running through forests in this. Like, there's that episode.
Very Wolfblood.
The very first episode of series three has got Ingrid running through a forest loads. And, oh no, vampires can't cross water. What do you do now, Vlad? Anyway, the Branners are slayers and they're after him. And Ingrid is already a vampire, but she's...
A nerd.
A nerd. She's like the Boris version of herself. And Vlad ends up being admitted to hospital, and he's on like an IV as he like writhes around in this hospital bed, and his dad's there just letting it happen, even though he knows
what's happening.
Yeah,
yeah.
This leads well into the world building conversation because, like, firstly, there's just when you're not a vampire yet. They constantly refer to Ingrid and Vlad as dead, but he's got all the signs of life that a hospital recognizes, or else they'd be very concerned when he's hooked up to the EKG. And like, what, this dream world stuff? Can you only be born a vampire? Or I guess the will gets turned into one, but he's called a half-fang.
They call them half-fangs when they're turned into vampires.
Does that mean Dracula was born as a vampire? I just have so many questions about the rules. Like, the not being able to cross water one, how did they get to the UK? It's an island.
Yeah.
You travel in your coffin. I'm pretty sure that's what Dracula did.
Travel
in your coffin, and they're not actual vampires yet, so they. They have to be in the soil.
So I was gonna say, like, the very traditional vampire rules is the coffins with your home country's soil. You can't cross water. You don't have a reflection. You can't enter a home without invitation. You will die without blood, so I don't know how he...
That's the garlic thing.
The garlic thing. Crosses. We talked about this briefly.
There's no crosses in this show.
There's no crosses and there's no holy water either.
I think, are they trying to just make it very secular?
Yes, I imagine so. Yeah, you get a lot of complaints to CBBC.
Yeah. And then, so like, the is it wood that kills them if they get staked with it? Because at one point Van Helsing stakes someone with a bone.
He says in Urban Gothic, I don't know anyone that wouldn't kill.
Son, heard a sunblock.
And then, like, so just lots of world building questions because they play pretty fast and loose with these rules.
I enjoy Dracula's parents-in-law, and when they arrive in their coffins, one's a normal coffin and the other one is like this squat, like he's in a wheelchair. Yeah, it's like this old man in this like square coffin. I also love Ingrid's transformation episode.
Oh my god, yeah, it's a really
good one because she looks so different. So it's the evil version of her that's trying to catch up to her and like get inside her, basically.
Vlad, shouldn't the vampire be chasing us?
But she's not a vampire.
Are you, Ingrid? You didn't go through with the transformation.
Oh, if you breathe a word of this to anyone, I'll... Well, I can't bite you, but I'll do something evil.
I don't get it.
I thought you had to transform.
I thought so too. But there's a way out of it, isn't there? None whatsoever.
Run!
And they've given her, because she's got these really beautiful, like, pale blue eyes in real life, and they've given her, like, black eye contact lenses, and she looks like a completely different person. Yeah. It's amazing.
Some of the effects, like the eye effects. Like, yeah. When Mina's in the, Van Helsing mom, is in the dungeon, there's this bit where she calls Dracula a monster, and the effects that they do to his face in that one moment, I was like, yeah, that was actually really
He's
well
He's really
done.
Good at shouting.
The reason you're being punished is because I'm hungry! Nobody is swapping rooms without my permission. In fact, from now on, nobody does anything without my permission. Now get out of my sight! Flaming torches! Redfield! Now which of you shall I start with first?
Dad, stop!
They know we're vampires! Not so fast, you wretched girl! You think I don't know who's behind this charade? Vladimir, no one slurs the name of a Dracula! Curse that teacher, saying Shandu was better than me! I want blood and I want it now! You're a vampire. Start acting like one!
I'm obsessed with the way he plays this character. Because I forget, watching it, that he's playing a version of Dracula. In my head, I'm like, oh, it's the dad from Young Dracula. But it is a version of Dracula, and I really enjoy it.
I love the episode where his life force leaves in the museum. His life force leaves his body, and he accidentally
gets into Van Helsing.
And Van Helsing plays both himself
well.
Himself being possessed by Dracula.
It's incredible what he does.
Oh, this is bad.
Dad, what happened?
The Count's life force is trapped inside me, so his body is defenseless. Go to the Staff of Carpathia exhibit and... give him a nice bar of chocolate.
Bar of chocolate?
No, I didn't say that. It was the Count talking. I meant... sing to him. No.
You mean stake him?
Yes. No. Yes. No. Yes. I'm sorry, Mina. I am. Gonna go find Yano.
Yeah, on that, like, more world building stuff. So, by the rules put down by this spirit possession thing, that means that the vampire stuff is tied to the body, not the soul, because he can go out in sunlight, but his body still burns.
I also love the fact that Ingrid has this really hard exterior, like, I'm going to be an evil vampire goddess, and when it's her time to transform, she's really scared, and Vlad, like, helps her out, and he really loves her, and he has absolutely no reason to.
I said leave her alone!
What a time for your voice to break.
Can I come out now?
So, do you mind if I read out some bits that I just really, really enjoyed? Like, these are just from my notes while I was watching. So,
it's all about you now, is it?
Well, you could have made a list as well. I liked when...
that'd be too much work for
when Jono opens his locker and his dad's in it.
Dad, what are you doing?
Shh, vampire surveillance.
Like, he's hiding. Like, you don't need to hide. This is your place of work. Like, you're supposed to be here.
TFW.
I liked when Magda's round and the Count's trying to woo her back, and he's wearing these really tight leather trousers, and he's like, oh, these are pinching a bit, and it's like, you wear this all the time. You've been wearing leather trousers this entire time.
You don't have blood flow. How do you
like, these are pinching a bit. Oh no, it's a boner joke.
Oh, is it?
It's a boner joke, Els. Is it? Yeah, all these are pinching a bit. It's a boner joke.
Okay. I liked wake
anyway,
up
anyway, how does that work? You must be able to get one.
Though this is, again, world building stuff. Do they have one?
Or do you just have to be really, really persistent with it?
Or is it a form of rigor mortis?
That's how horny he is.
It's anyway, Laura. That's why it's called a boner.
I liked wake
up controlled rigor mortis.
It's not controlled rigor mortis.
There is one series I've read where the vampires are able to control the flow of blood in their body.
Anyway, Laura, tell us more about the sexy vampire books you've read.
No,
that's why you're here.
Continue, Elsie. Elsie's in the middle of her favorite things.
I liked wake up and smell the coffin.
I liked my old man's a vampire.
He wears a vampire cape. I liked. How dare you bring confectionery into this house? What if my precious son found them? It's very Christopher Lee. I liked the Count as a rugby coach.
Yep.
That was fun.
Now we're talking rugby.
But Dad is cheating.
I know, isn't it fun? Right, let's try some offensive play. I'll tackle Renfield! You two, try and block me.
Tackle me?
Ready? One, two, three, go! Sammy!
Meals on heels.
Yeah, that one's good.
Oh, when Mrs. Branner is going to go over to the castle to give the Count her cherry pie. And the dad gets jealous. That's fun.
You should take your own wife's cherry pie now and then, mate, instead of staring at Magda when she comes round.
I liked it when Magda's round and all the men are sort of fawning over her. And then Robin goes upstairs to comfort Vlad. He said, oh, you've finished drooling over my mum, have you? And Robin goes,
oh, no, I'll be going back down in a minute.
Anyway, as I was saying, Mr. Branner he's such an absent husband. Is there any wonder that she likes to go up to the castle and get a bit of attention now and then? I do the same thing.
When Van Helsing is getting tested on his slaying ability and they call it off-slay.
Off-slay
is fun.
Comments about that because, like, if there's this whole slayer structure, he went to slaying school, he's going for a test, there's other slayers, there's one that's killed 900 plus people.
So it's like, why don't you believe him?
Why do you believe? You've got all this fucking proof that there's this system of legislation behind slaying. Just show fucking your wife your license.
Yeah, but there are some very, very organized cults. They're called cults, Laura. just because this organization doesn't mean it's real.
No, that's true, but it's also like,
have you heard of Scientology?
It would lend you to either be more concerned or more understanding.
Or leave him
even
faster. But the thing is, surely you know about this before you get with a guy, right? You think you can change him, you can't change him, he'll be a slayer forever.
Yeah, like, how did he keep that a secret while you guys were dating? Like, what could, did you wait, did he wait till you had a kid to be like, right, I need to raise him how my family's raised all of us for generations?
Yeah, it's like dealing vampires.
She must have known her parents-in-law who were also,
yeah.
Oh no, because they died tragically young, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they
of
all
course,
do.
Of course, yeah.
When Magda's giving birth and Renfield's like, oh, I found the forceps, I've wiped off the mold. And the Count's panicking. I think he's panicking and he just says the words, legs. And Robin's like, do I call an ambulance? And the Count's like, no, I'll be fine.
Like, she's clearly done this, what, 3 times before?
Yeah, and Mrs. Bran is there to
help. Secret extra daughter.
No, 3 if there's a secret extra daughter.
What do you mean?
Because there's 2 children 3 times before.
What?
Vlad, yeah. Ingrid, secret daughter. 3 times before this 4th time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that's what we were saying.
That's what the Watchers want.
Thanks, listeners, yeah.
That's what I bring. Pedantry.
Vlad cuts his finger and he sort of licks it, whatever.
What is an objectively normal thing for a person to do?
And
right?
The two slayers are like,
he's feasting on himself. Oh, that is disgusting.
Oh, I just can't. I hate the Van Helsing so much. They're so tapped, and I don't care if they're right. Oh, they
I like Jono. I do.
I feel bad for it. I don't really like him. Like, I do think he does it to himself.
I like their garlic water guns. They're ridiculous.
Instead, in lieu of holy water.
Yeah garlic water. Yeah. I never thought about that.
There's so much garlic in their house.
Could you imagine how much garlic you'd need to juice to fill a water gun with it.
Oh my god.
That's so much garlic. God, the garlic budgets. That's why they don't have a house. That's why they live garlic. In a caravan.
I asked my grandma once to buy me some garlic from the store, and she came back and she was like, this was so expensive. What is this? And I was like,
what is this?
50p.
Yeah. And I was like, well, grandma, you don't use it all at once. Well, I do, but you know, the vampires must hate the like comfy garlic trend that's happening.
In the episode where the Count becomes a regular dad, they're trying to prove to the Van Helsings that he's not actually a vampire, and they're having like a dinner party or something, and they're like,
here's the first course,
enjoy your little cloves of garlic as if that's normal,
and Robin picks it up and starts munching on it.
The Van Helsings are so tapped that they don't even question why a family might be having garlic as a starter. And they like manage to switch out the Count's garlic clove with a piece of chalk. And he goes, bit dry, but yeah, it's all right. And it's like, what do you mean it's all right? It's not a starter, is it?
one of the books I've read, someone's like, thinks that one of their colleagues is a vampire. And in this particular world, they're like science-based vampires, so garlic doesn't affect them. But this person...
Science-based, okay, that's what vampires are.
That all makes sense. I understood everything you just said.
I can explain the...
Nope.
Okay. But so this person, this colleague, is trying to prove it. So they keep bringing them in soup, but it's just pureed hot garlic. And someone else tries it and they're like,
That noise.
That's asthmatic.
I told my mum this morning that we were recording Young Dracula, and she's just sent me a message now. Let me read it.
Okay.
It says, amazing, I didn't have a crush on the dad one.
Didn't?
Who did she have a crush on?
Why is she saying that?
Probably because she did have a crush on the dad one.
Which dad one?
The dad one.
Come on.
Definitely the vampire. Sexy dad one.
There's three vampires. Maybe
the boring dad one and the insane dad one.
I liked it when Ingrid was like trying to bite her boyfriend and Vlad pulls her away, and then her own dad comes up behind the same boyfriend.
I have first claim on all new prey.
He's not your prey. He's my boyfriend.
And it's my castle, so I'll bite who I want to.
It's giving it's giving Brian from My Parents Are Aliens is what it's giving.
It's giving Brian.
Like, normal dad episode. Also, that means that those clothes were somewhere in that house.
Yeah, he has like normal, well 70s kind of. Yeah, it's a look that suits him.
They came with them from Transylvania.
Yeah. I mean, imagine if they had made it with the family having Transylvanian accents. It's a good thing they didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a good thing that they didn't.
In the opening sequence, Ingrid complains about having to speak this stupid language. So I don't know if that's them trying to explain away the weird accent discrepancy.
When the Count is like being a vampire and going onto the streets trying to kill beautiful women, and a woman just gets out a rape alarm and scares him away. She's like, stop, wench.
Good evening, wench.
Creep!
Because he's got super hearing. That's fucking genius.
It is. The turning into a bat effects are not that bad. I mean, series one, there isn't so much of it. Series two, there's quite a lot.
Still better speed effects in the Twilight series. Mm.
Yeah. I think the speed effects are really not that bad in Young Dracula. I think they're quite good.
Are you going to tell us about the sexy vampire book she used to read? Still do read.
I mean, what would you like to know?
Just whatever is the most embarrassing thing you're willing to give away. Because we did say this would be your episode, but I've not seen much embarrassment yet.
I mean, I don't know if I actually want to share this, but the most embarrassing thing is that I have a tattoo from one of them.
Which what? One? Is it an Anne Rice?
No.
No.
No. I haven't read any Anne Rice, actually.
You shock me, Laura.
I didn't you know that quote was from me. A vampire book.
Yeah, I don't tend to share it.
What's the quote?
No.
Please, Laura.
You should remember. You've seen it.
I remember.
Please.
You are more than the sum of your parts.
No, no, that's not it. But that's
is that it?
That's not it. That's not it.
I could have told you that.
It's kind of like that, though, isn't it?
It's similar to that, but yeah.
Okay, it's kind of similar to that. We are, we fall in love the way we fall asleep. Slowly and then and all at once.
Yeah, no, it's actually a John Green quote.
Yeah, I know. That's why I told everyone just now.
I like it when they find Renfield's notes and he's written Bride of Renfield and he's written like some fan fiction for himself. Should we play the fan fiction game?
Elsie, may I say?
Mm.
A wooga.
Oh. Is that directed at me?
Who else would it be directed at?
Do you know what I call them?
No.
Garfunkel and Oates.
I didn't actually.
That's what they're
Paul
called.
And Simon.
So the fan fiction game is a game we play in our house where if we're all into a new... If we're all talking about a piece of media, Laura usually will go on to...
Sorry, it's a game that Laura impresses upon us.
Yes.
I have never in my life asked to play this game.
But we have a great time.
I do say it's like, would you like to know? If you don't, I will not tell
Sometimes
you.
Sometimes Laura says, if you don't want this, then I will stop. Unless that thing is her showing you pictures of dogs and you say, can you stop showing me pictures of dogs?
Now? Shall
and
she I finish says, explaining
she says no.
What the fanfiction game is? She'll go onto Archive of Our Own and get all the statistics up. Like, in this piece of media, what is the most common pairing? And we have to guess. So Young Dracula, as you would expect, does have enough fan fiction to have stats about this sort of thing. So
there's 184 total, which is very few.
Yeah, relatively, that's not many.
Yeah.
And they're probably a lot by the same people.
Oh, yeah. I remember I saw like a bunch of the same person because they had this one tag that we found quite...
You've been lucky without me.
Yeah.
You literally just said that you hate this game.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't say you hate. Did say I that. Didn't say hate.
Okay,
I didn't say hate.
Sorry, you derided it. There's one tag called that was blanket permission that me and you found very...
Blanket permission, what does that mean?
That we found very...
What do you think it means?
It actually means that they are chill with people making podfics out of it. Not anything to do with the story, but content permission.
Yeah, blanket permission blanket just permission. Sounds...
Because we
yeah.
were like, ooh.
Mm.
So okay. Yeah, did you want to guess the top relationship, top pairing?
Robin and Vlad.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah. I don't know what you thought it would be.
I mean, so what else is
there? Well, I was kind of expecting it to be one of the later season ones.
I remember there's that episode when they bring Renfield's dad back to life. At the end of it, he's like, let's just make ourselves girlfriends next time. And I actually laughed out loud, like, yeah, girlfriends, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if they made them for themselves, they wouldn't have them.
Then, okay, the next one I'm guessing is Vlad again?
Yeah.
And who else is there?
I think this is the dark ear person, because I don't...
Oh, Erin, probably.
No, that's number three.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Bertrand?
Bertrand, the like...
Okay.
Do four...
I will know what that is next time we record. I'll know what that means.
Fortunessa?
Fortunessa, yeah. He's a he's a Leia character.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And, four is actually an and. It's an ampersand, which if you don't know what that means, which is fair enough, it means like non-romantic.
Robin.
Yes. I didn't know that. Okay.
So if it's like dad and Ambersand's son. It's a platonic relationship slash well, non-platonic.
Yes. Okay. Is Ingrid in any of these? Ingrid and Will?
Yeah, so next is Ingrid and Will.
Okay.
And then, this was... this makes sense. So next.
Next one.
First appearance of an adult.
Dracula.
Yeah.
So he appears, what, in number 5?
Six.
Is it? Mrs. Six. Brother?
No, but I do Magda? Think that... No, you won't get this.
Vlad.
Meg.
No. I don't think
what?
I don't think
Renfield.
I don't think you'll get
Van
this.
Van Helsing.
No, I don't think you'll get
the
it.
The Grand High Vampire.
It's Boris.
Original female character.
Mina.
No, original.
Original female character.
Oh, so, I thought you meant like...
So a self-insert,
the
basically.
The original.
Kind of. Okay. So it's like there's no one present enough for people to write about, so they're like, I'm going to do it myself.
Okay.
Next.
You see how it gets boring very quickly.
Yeah, it does, because there's only 4 of the next... Four.
Ingrid,
yeah,
and
Will,
no,
is it a woman?
Yes,
Erin,
yes,
the other woman that I can name,
and then you'll never get this one.
Okay, what is it then?
Robin and Bertrand.
What? They're not even in the same season.
Series together. They do not have any screen time.
Yeah, and then
if you are the person that wrote this, love you to get in touch.
Reach out.
Yeah,
there's only 4 of them, and I'm pretty safe betting that it's probably all the same person. Okay, last 2.
Okay. Yeah, last 2.
Chloe.
No. Oh,
no, she's not. This is an MM pairing.
The Count?
What's the name of the twins?
No.
Vlad?
No.
Robin?
Yes.
And Robin's in so
Jono.
Many.
Yes.
Oh.
You're not very good at this game.
Why is Robin in so many of them? I'm shocked.
Well, he's one of the characters.
I also think he's probably a character that the people that, not, in no way is this meant to be derisive, the people that would write these probably most identify with Robin.
Yeah, okay.
This is not meant to be derisive, she says. Derisively.
The last one is an Ambersand.
Vlad.
And?
Jono.
No.
Dracula.
No.
Robin.
No.
No, we've had that. Ingrid.
Yeah.
Vlad and Ingrid.
Yeah.
Aww.
Gotta get in there quicker if you want some points, mate. Additional tags. Vampires. Blanket permission. Character study. Blood drinking, fluff, angst, one shot, backstory, anal sex murder.
Is that one word?
No, it's 2 different tags.
There's just 6. Came very...
Anal sex murder?
Anal sex.
I accidentally zoomed out on Laura's phone and she's got lots of fan fiction saved.
It's not saved, it's just open.
Cousin Boris is all over the papers, Zoltan.
Except the sunblock. Look, the lice girls are getting back together.
Do you think it's really cute when Zoltan is wheeling himself about?
Yeah.
I love
so
Zoltan.
Cute.
I love him.
Zoltan's the only one with like a remotely accurate accent.
That's
remotely
kind.
Like, yeah, no, he's just not British in any way. That's it.
Vladdy, tomorrow you shall stay home from school and entertain me. Invite your village friends over. You can play murder in the dark.
For the last time, no. If you need entertaining, get a TV.
You want me to stare at a glass box all day? I'd rather be dead. And I am. And I love it.
If we get to do evil stuff, I'll stay home with you.
Then it's settled. I shall buy a television. You, go barter with the peasants for their finest television.
I like the hijinks that, Dracula and his brother got up to. I thought that was actually kind of cute.
Yeah, the blood-free brother.
Yeah.
I tried everything to cut down. Patches, hypnotherapy, nothing worked. Then I met a bunch of New Age werewolves.
Why does it always have to be werewolves?
Vegan.
Vegan.
In
Ivan.
California.
Ivan, he's called. Yeah.
His name's Ivan, Laura, not vegan.
But also, I said to Elsie, I was like, does vampire physiology change enough for them to drink 75 humans in a night? Because if not, they can only hold about 1.5 liters. What you're doing is actually just murdering them and leaving their blood on the floor because you're full.
You're full.
You're full. Yes.
How hot? You can piss.
If you drank 2 gallons of water.
Yeah, I'm not a vampire though, mate.
This is my question. Do they have human physiology? What do their organs look like?
If I was
a vampire shit would be so bad.
Oh, but they only thought about that. They only consume liquid.
They can eat food though.
Yeah, but they've got a lot of protein in that liquid.
There's one of the vampire books I read. If they don't have the enzymes to eat human food, so if they even get close to eating it, they just like immediately vomit.
The same episode where Van Helsing gets possessed by the life force of the Count, Renfield gets knocked on the head and turns French.
Oi! I'm the French peasant. You're supposed to be the French aristocrat. Can't the agency get anything right?
Pardon?
Come on, let's get you into costume.
And it's so strange because the subtitles are like coming out at a sort of clip art. Like,
it was so funny.
It's so really strange.
Really, oh, like, I was like...
In this weird sort of serif font, it's not even subtitles along the bottom. It's really trippy.
It's
it reminds
like they're coming
me
out of his mouth.
It makes me think of the dream episode in Buffy where everything's like filmed in this really like...
Yeah.
Dutch angle, like lurid, like dreamlike way. It's very, very strange.
I really wish that there was a musical episode because I think that Ingrid would have the best musical like moments because, you know, she got feelings.
Yeah, she does.
She's a lot to sing about.
So should we
so
round
give
this
me
off?
Something to sing about. I need something to sing about.
I love that this show precursors Twilight. I think this show
is
like
it's before, isn't it?
Baby, it's before so many things.
Baby British What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah.
It's so along that line, but
bring
for kids.
Back. Bring it back.
Yeah. Have them
I
collab
wish.
With What We Do
More
in the
please.
Shadows.
More please.
Matt Berry would be such a good inclusion in Young Dracula.
I'm really happy we did this episode. I've had the best time over the last few weeks catching up. I didn't realize how much I'd forgotten and then instantly remembered as soon as it was in front of me again. I've just spent the last maybe 3 weeks non-stop thinking about Young Dracula.
I've got the theme song stuck in my head now.
Great music.
I wish it was longer.
Oh, one more thing. It's directed by Joss Agnew, who has directed a lot of things. Hang on. So he's directed Wizards vs. Aliens, Sarah Jane, Outlander, The Split, Mr. Selfridge, Poldark.
Outlander?
He's really quite a big children's drama director, and I guess men named Joss love to direct vampire TV shows.
Agnew's actually like a vampire reference. I can't remember it.
Well, in the credits, the first editor who comes up is called Christian Blood.
We need to pun in every place it's fucking possible.
I think it's his real name.
No. Yeah, we need to find an editor that's a pun.
Yeah. So yeah, I have really enjoyed this and I honestly cannot wait to start. I'm really curious to start watching the later ones.
Mm. So we'll be back next week.
Well,
to do 3, 4, and 5.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big one.
It's going to be a longer wait for you guys, but we're here next week.
So the finale, when Vlad mind wipes all his friends, it's really sad, just to save his family who kind of hate him. The worst line of dialogue I've ever heard is when the ghost of the previous Grand High Vampire says, "You will know you are the chosen one when you give up the life you love to save the family you love." Like, that wasn't seeded earlier. It's just an awful line of dialogue, but it had to be said.
I have a brief question about that.
Yeah.
Renfield's a human, and Renfield is seen stumbling away from the castle with no memory.
Yes,
because at the beginning of... This is why they have to reboot Renfield at the beginning. Sorry, spoilers for series 3. He's got the memory of a goldfish. He forgets like every 2 minutes. He brings them regular breakfast and they have to remind him that they're
vampires. We want disgusting bugs.
Yeah, so,
and
like,
yet, if it had ended after series 2, I love the idea of him just rebuilding a whole new life. Yeah.
Welcome to the Vampire Helpline. If you are losing your fangs, they won't.
If you can't stand the sight of blood, say two. If you are unable to achieve hypnosis, say
three.
Has this ever happened before?
No.
Are you feeling stressed?
No.
Is the breather in question attractive?
Well, sort of, but I don't see how that's relevant.
I'm sorry, I did not understand your answer. Is the breather in question attractive?
Yes.
Does lighting flicker in their presence?
Yes.
Duh, you're in love with a breather.
What?
I am not in love with a breather!
Can I just apologise for being so disgustingly obsessed with Keith Lee Castle in this episode?
I hope he sees this.
I am embarrassed. I am. But I couldn't...
No, I would love to get this in front of his face.
I could not do this episode without talking about it. So, yeah. Right. Oh, when he boops Vlad on the nose.
Yeah. I'm going to parents' evening tomorrow, and that is final.
It's, oh, bless him.
Yeah, that's what she was
when,
doing.
When he's like a normal... Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what you were doing. You can find us on Twitter at thoughts_TV.
You can find us on Instagram at thoughtsTV, the O's are zero, or TikTok at thoughtsTVpod.
And you can email us at thoughtsTV2002@gmail.com, or our Discord is linked on all the socials.
And we have a Patreon now as well.
Patreon, where I would urge you to give money, because Elsie owes the DWP money.
I do. Well, finance to the government. It's a good time. So thanks, everyone, for listening. I've had a great time. I've had a great time today.
Laura got her nails done yesterday and she's driving me insane with them.
Coffin shaped.
Ugh. Do you want to do your goodbyes?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.